This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 50,000 Haitians, allowed to live here since the earthquake, are now facing a deportation decision in July unless Homeland Security recommends extending their temporary protected status past January. Under Trump's tax plan, people might save a bundle by incorporating themselves in limited liability corporations where their tax rate would only be 15% if his proposal succeeds. Marchers demanding action on climate change claimed there were 300 sister marchers or rallies around the country and that there were tens of thousands of demonstrators on Pennsylvania Avenue. American Gaming Association estimates that roughly $150 billion is wagered annually, with only $4.5 billion in legal Nevada sports books in 2016. Of the roughly 1.2 million Americans with HIV, only 40% are on medication, a rate lower than South Africa's. Department of Agriculture has found that nearly half of school districts use some form of shaming to compel parents to pay school lunch meals, with about 45% withholding a hot meal and giving a cold sandwich, while 3% denied food entirely. The Anti-Defamation League, in its annual audit of anti-Semite episodes, says such events increased by more than one-third in 2016 and have jumped 86% in the first quarter of 2017 compared to 2016. Young people are organizing against corruption in Slovakia, Poland, Serbia, Macedonia, and even Russia. During the weekend, the Turkish government fired another 4,000 public officials and blocked Wikipedia. In a surprise to many in and outside of the White House and a call to the Philippines, President Trump invited the new strongman leader there, who's been implicated in thousands of human rights killings, to the White House. Online shopping is now 20% of total national retail spending, with apparel now hitting 21% in 2016. Seven major American cities with populations over 100,000 have lead levels in drinking water above the federal limits. They include Portland, Oregon, and Providence, Rhode Island, and now Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. By 2030, half of Africa's population will live in cities, up from one-third in 2010. According to the United Nations, two-thirds of that growth will take place in slums. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMF.